This week, Parashat Tezria begins with the halachas of a woman after childbirth. That's the first parashah in the Torah speaks about. And in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when a woman had a child, a woman became Tameh, and that Tumah was relevant both as it is today for separation of husband and wife, but it was also relevant for many other things that were applicable in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. You couldn't go to the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't eat Karbanos. If you were a Kohen or a Kohenes, you could not eat Truma, and so on and so forth. And it was 7 days for a boy and 14 days for a girl. Now, after the 7 and 14 days, a woman was able to go to the mikvah, and at that point she became Tahar. Nowadays, we wait until there's no bleeding anymore, because that's an additional stringency that was accepted upon women, actually accepted it upon themselves at some point in history. It wasn't inflicted by men. It was a woman. The Gemara says women accepted it upon themselves. But in a time before that happened, it was a woman became mutter to her husband after 7 days of a boy and 14 days of a girl. But though she was tahor to a certain extent, she wasn't fully tahor. And in order to be able to go to the Beis HaMikdash and to bring the carbon that a woman was obligated to bring after having a baby, there was another 40-day for a boy or 80-day for a girl period of time. Then the full tahara started, whereupon you were able to bring those carbonas and go into the Beis HaMikdash. So, what that means, just think about it in terms of carbon Pesach. If a woman had a baby 2 weeks before Pesach, that meant that she wasn't able to eat the carbon Pesach. Just think about this, a little interesting. That means the whole family was eating carbon Pesach, and she couldn't even touch it, because if she touched it, she made it pusle. And it was awkward. I could imagine. It was uncomfortable. So it's just to think about how life was different, so different then, when we had all the halachas of Tumah and Tahara. And around the time of Pesach, it was a time that everybody had to eat a carbon. It wasn't like a choice. But in any case, the question, though, that everybody wonders is that if childbirth is truly the greatest accomplishment that a person can do, Rav Hirsch, I saw, writes that the most glorious name a human being can have is Ima, is a mother. He writes that over here. So why is it followed by Tumah? That seems to be, you know, counterintuitive. It should be the opposite. A person should be uplifted, be upraised after having given birth to another human being, another Yid. Why Tumah? And I saw a beautiful answer, and there's a lot to think about, and it goes beyond just childbirth, the concept that this answer really is. And it's in the name, the Sefer called Yalkut Divrei Chachamim, and he quotes the Kotzker, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kotzk, and he quotes a Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Tainis that says that the keys of childbirth, there's different things, different keys to different processes in the world. And a lot of it Hashem gave over to Malachim. There's different intermediaries, but the keys of childbirth are one of the things that Hashem attends to. Bekoyde be'atzma, nobody else, no other Malach le'ode, Sarav le'ode, Shliach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bekoyde be'atzma, he is the one who administers every single childbirth. It's a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says that it means during the duration of labor and delivery, you, every woman, was in the presence of the Shekhinah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's there, and he's holding the keys to make it happen. And then his Shekhinah departs. And whenever there's such a high level of Kedusha, which then departs, it's followed by Tumah. And the Tumah is there to really help us recognize what just happened. Without that Tumah, we perhaps would just coast through it without recognizing that we had just had this chus to be in the presence of such tremendous greatness, in the presence of a closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he himself was administering this childbirth. And it's necessary to have, so to speak, a cool down time afterwards so that we can reflect and internalize the greatness that we were just zeicha to have. And this concept is something that's actually stressed in the Haggadah. We are required to be maskel begnus u'masayim b'shvach. We have to begin with our humble beginnings and then finish off with praise, which means we begin with avadim hayinu, we were slaves, or we talk about mitchila avdei avodah zara avaseinu, we were spiritually very low or physically very low, we were slaves, or we were serving idols, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Avraham Avinu about his presence, and that's Messiah and B'Shavach. We talk about how much we gain. And the obvious understanding is that in order to appreciate the redemption, one has to understand where we came from, right? That's the only way you appreciate what the redemption is. That's the Pashat Pshat, why you have to be Maskel Bignus and be Messiah B'Shevach. But in terms of this way of thinking, it's a little more than that. It's we only truly gain from redemption if we have a period of Gnus first. When we have a period of Gnus, a period of Tumah, then we can reflect on how important Siyata Dishmaya is, how important closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and then we can then experience Kedusha, and it'll actually help us grow. So whenever we have times of Gnus, which we have them all the time, we are low, we're not inspired, we're suffering, we're stressed, we're not motivated, any one of those all fall under Gnus. We're at a moment where we're on a low, we're not spiritually growing, we're kind of circling. And that is not a time that is a waste of time and we're so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the contrary, it's those times that create the potential for Kedusha. Without having those times, we wouldn't have the potential for Kedusha because we wouldn't appreciate Kedusha. It's when we have those times that we can reflect and understand how important Siyata Dishmaya is, how important inspiration is, how lucky we are when Hashem does inspire us, does motivate us, does remove our stress, does help us out of difficult situations, and does ease our suffering. Then we can appreciate what Kedusha is, and if we appreciate it, then we can have it. So those things, it's crucial to have, to be maskel b'gnus, to understand that we're always going to have that. We're going to always live with some gnus to be able to be zaycha to the shevach, to the redemption that follows. And that's the concept, as he explains of Menachem Mendel of Kotzk, what childbirth is. Childbirth is actually the highest level a person can achieve, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has the keys and he's administering it himself. And therefore it's followed by Tumah, so we can then appreciate it and internalize it and recognize what it is that we were just zaycha to. Have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.